Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this All Saints Sunday, the title of our message this morning is Saint Zacchaeus. I must admit, I've never preached on this text and never on this way as you're going to hear it today. Based on our gospel reading from Luke 19, let me share with you just a few verses. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree in order to see him. And when Jesus came to the place where he was, Jesus looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." I invite you to find your service folder and turn to the back of it, and there follow along on your sermon outline as we consider our theme, Saint Zacchaeus. Well, today is All Saints Sunday, that Sunday in the church year when we especially remember those saints of God who have gone before us and are with their Lord in heaven. Over the years, I've been asked more than a few times, "Pastor, what is a saint?" The clearest and most precise biblical definition of a saint is this: a saint is a forgiven sinner. A forgiven sinner who has put their faith in their Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, indeed, there are saints on earth and there are saints in heaven. Saint Paul, the greatest apostle of our Lord, began almost every one of his letters to the New Testament churches by greeting the saints, that is, the forgiven sinners who lived in those cities. In Romans 1, he writes, "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, to all who were beloved of God in Rome, called as saints." 1 Corinthians 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, to the saints that are at Ephesus, faithful in Christ Jesus. You people here today, whose sins have been forgiven by Jesus and by God's grace have put your faith in Christ your Savior, are saints. In today's sermon, we're going to meet another saint, Saint Zacchaeus. To Zacchaeus, our Lord, our dear Lord, spoke the most precious words in Luke 19, verse 5, when he said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Come with me this morning, will you? Do you have comfortable walking shoes on? Come with me to a small town called Jericho. In this town lived a man who everybody loved to hate. His name was Zacchaeus. His job was chief tax collector. Now, none of us are overjoyed to pay our taxes in the best of times, are we? But to make matters worse, Zacchaeus was collecting taxes on behalf of the hated Roman conquerors. Zacchaeus, through his job, was helping to support the domination of a foreign enemy country. And perhaps Zacchaeus, in addition to collecting the Roman taxes, added a little bit on each tax bill and pocketed the rest for himself. The text says he was a tax collector, and he was rich. Needless to say, in the small town of Jericho, there probably was no shortage of snide remarks about that character they knew as Zacchaeus. Now, one day in this small town, word spreads like wildfire that the famous Jesus is passing through town. Not too many famous people came to small, little crick in the corner of the road, Jericho. But Jesus was coming to town, and the crowds gathered on the main streets. Even Zacchaeus stopped for a moment, counting his tax money, was so intrigued by Jesus coming through town that he goes out and tries to see Jesus through the crowds. We can just imagine Zacchaeus going like this, trying to see, imagine me standing before, behind Alan Oliver, Kevin McDonald, or Ben Mann, trying to see over the crowd. Zacchaeus can't see. So he runs ahead of the crowd, and what does he do? He climbs up a sycamore tree. Slowly the crowds make their way to where Zacchaeus is in the tree. People are running up and shaking Jesus' hand, and he's hugging them. They're greeting him. There's a lot of commotion. And in the midst of all of this activity, for some reason, for some inexplicable reason, Jesus stops what he's doing, surrounded by these hundreds of people. He stops at the very tree where Zacchaeus has climbed in. And he looks up. Now, many in the crowd probably followed Jesus' eyes as he looked up into the tree. And there was probably a moment of shoulder tapping and snickering and laughing as they pointed up, as the people saw the town's cheating little short tax collector perched on a branch of this tree. I would imagine at that moment Zacchaeus wished that the tree could swallow him up on the spot and make him disappear from the accusing eyes and the laughing mouths. But then Jesus does the most loving thing, as only Jesus could do. Jesus calls up to him, and Zacchaeus can barely take in what Jesus is saying to him. Zacchaeus, he knew my name. Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Jesus, the great teacher, Jesus, the loving Savior, had just invited himself to the house of the cheating, conniving Roman lackey tax collector Zacchaeus. Can you hear the love in Jesus' words to Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Now, the people of Jericho likely weren't very impressed with Jesus' decision to be a guest of Zacchaeus. You know how people can be in small towns. They all knew Zacchaeus well, and they thought he was not worth the effort. Of all the people in this town, Jesus was going to honor this shrimpy, little, conniving cheat thief and lackey of the Romans. But in spite of all the protests and grumbling, Luke 19 text said, and they all grumbled. In spite of that, Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house anyhow. Isn't that like our Lord? Zacchaeus soon discovers that Jesus is not an ordinary house guest come for supper. As the evening wore on, Jesus began to teach about the kingdom of God, about God's love for all human beings. He spoke about God's kingdom as a reality in which everybody was invited to participate. Everybody was invited to be healed, to be forgiven, to be loved. Lepers, prostitutes, poor people, outcasts, even tax collectors, even Pharisaical church people were welcomed and could be transformed by God's love in Jesus. They all would no longer be imprisoned by their old identities and their old ways. Now, while Jesus was speaking and sitting around the table of Zacchaeus, notice your sermon outline, there were two powerful forces working on Zacchaeus' heart. On the one hand, Zacchaeus was overwhelmed that Jesus had cared so much about him and cared so little about the opinion of others that he would come to his home. He was embraced. He was honored. He was loved. He was affirmed by the presence of Jesus. Today we would call that the gospel. But on the other hand, as Zacchaeus spoke, he knew that his life did not measure up for God's will for him. He wasn't a worker in the kingdom of God. By his very profession as a cheating tax collector, he was working against the kingdom of God for God's people. He felt his own sin. Today, we would call that the law. And then a miracle happened. Somehow, with these two forces working together on Zacchaeus' heart, the incredible love and acceptance of his guest Jesus and the powerful conviction that he was not living up to God's will for his life, Zacchaeus' heart was broken. And it was transformed. Because of the very presence of Jesus in his house, because of the very truth of the law and the gospel working on his heart at the same time, Zacchaeus became a brand new man. You know, this reminds me, and it should remind you, of another account in Scripture where the same thing happened. On a hill outside of Jerusalem, Jesus was crucified between two thieves. And one thief next to him, just being in the presence of our dear, loving Lord Jesus, just because of the presence of Jesus next to him, this man turns to Jesus in humble faith and he says, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say to him? "Truly, I say to you, today, you'll be with me in heaven." Just being in the presence of Jesus brought Zacchaeus and this thief to saving faith. The Bible would say Zacchaeus was saved. Well, that evening, around the table, there were other guests there with Zacchaeus and Jesus. Zacchaeus stood up and he made an announcement so everybody could hear. Verse 8, Zacchaeus said, now remember who Zacchaeus was and what he did. He said, verse 8, "Half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, let the reader understand, I'll pay him back four times as much." Now this was a radical change. "Half my possessions I'll give to the poor. If I've cheated people, and I have, I'll pay them back four times what I owe them." The people of Jericho must have been blown away when they heard this. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, giving things away? He's never given anything in his whole life. He's a professional taker. This was not a minor change in Zacchaeus' character. He became an entirely different person. The Bible would say Zacchaeus was born again. He was saved. Listen to what Jesus says in the next verses. And Jesus responded, "Today, salvation has come to this house." For speaking about himself, he said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And tax collector Zacchaeus became, say it with me, Saint Zacchaeus. Forgiven sinner and witness of the power of Jesus Christ to change lives. All because Jesus came to him where he was, in that sycamore tree, and spoke to him those life-changing words. You know those words. Say them with me if you want. "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Who would have thought that Zacchaeus, the cheating tax collector, could become Zacchaeus, the saint, forgiven sinner, witness to the love and mercy of Jesus, you see, for his whole life. Zacchaeus had been imprisoned by the identity others had given him. Short, cheating, worthless tax collector. My friends, now it's time to bring this sermon, as we would say on the farm, home to roost. Now it's time to bring this sermon to our own personal lives. There are a lot of ways today to imprison other people by giving them an identity. Oh, that Pastor Bob. He didn't treat me like I thought I deserved to be treated years ago, and I just won't forget it. He's unloving. He's rude. That's what he is. Oh, Sally. She really hurt her husband and her children by what she did. She's a real failure. That's what she is. Oh, those children of the Smith family. I never see them in church except maybe at Christmas. They sure are a bunch of disappointments. That's what they are. Or maybe we imprison ourselves by our own identities. We may take what others have said about us and assume that they are true and we can never change or be different. Dad told me when I was younger I'd never amount to anything. My grade 5 teacher told me I was slow and I'd never measure up. My former spouse told me that no one could ever love a mess like me. I try to go to Bible class, but I just don't always get what's going on. You see, I have so many ups and downs in my relationship to God. I must be a pretty worthless Christian. And Jesus came to Zacchaeus and he said, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus was changed. He was set free, no longer imprisoned by his old identity. He was now Saint Zacchaeus. And he began living up to his new identity. The former professional cheater and taker became a generous giver and a generous witness to the kingdom of God and the love of his Savior for him. And when, as Zacchaeus' life's end, when by God's amazing grace he entered the kingdom of heaven, can you just see him? Can you just imagine him standing shoulder to shoulder with that thief on the cross? Both of them celebrating that because Jesus came to them in mercy, they are now with him in heaven forever. Hurry and come down, said Jesus, for I must stay at your house today. Today in our worship, my friends, this same Jesus is here. He comes to us. In mercy, he comes to sinners like you and me the same way he came to Zacchaeus. He promises that where we are gathered, he comes. He promises that where his holy word is proclaimed, he comes. He promises it where the bread and wine are shared in his holy meal. He comes. He has died upon that cross to pay for your sins. He has risen from the grave to give you life in heaven. Hey, you sitting in the back. He sees you. He sees you sitting on the branches of that sycamore tree. He sees you. He knows who you are. He knows what you've done. And you know what? He cares nothing about your old identity, your past sins and failures. He loves you and has come to you where you are. His forgiveness sets you free. He's calling to you and He's giving you today a new name. Saint. Saint Zacchaeus. Saint Ruel. Saint Alvaro. Saint Mela. Saint Maria. Hurry and come down, Jesus says, to each of us. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Blessed All Saints Day to all of you, saints of God. Forgiven sinners, in Jesus' name, amen.